Okay, Shalom Uvracha to all again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class learning. Welcome everybody. So let me start with the Shir sponsor, who we thank very much, Tizkei Mitzvos Olamayisim Tovim. For tonight's sponsorship, we thank our friend Jocelyn Stern. She is sponsoring L'Zecher Nishmas, her beloved father, Zichrono Livracha, Meir Ben Yehoshua Vileya. May the Neshama have an Aliyah in the Zchus of these Divrei Torah, whose second Yurtzai was today, Chaf Gimel Teves, so it's almost Bo Bayam. And Jocelyn wrote about her father, who was born in the Bronx in 1920. As a child slash teenager, my father collected tzedakah, carrying the blue and white pushka around with him all the time. He had a strong love for Israel, and after his first trip there in 1967, after the Six-Day War, he declared when he retires, he's going to Israel. He fulfilled his dream with my mother. They made Aliyah upon retirement. He was zocha to live for 35 years in Yerushalayim. He gave Shabbos walking tours to visitors to important sites, not just on the regular tourists. His name was Meir, but he was known by many as the Mayor of Yerushalayim. He greeted everyone with a big smile and made friends with people of all ages. He had a tremendous zest for life. I personally found this extremely inspiring, especially that he was zocha to live the last, 35 years, Kanayin Ahara, in Yerushalayim. So the neshama of Meir ben Yehoshua Veleya should have an aliyah on the occasion of his second Yahrzeit in the merit of these Divrei Torah. And then Jocelyn added, it is also a refuah shalema for a 12-year-old who was hit by a car with a fractured skull, ribs, and shoulder. So this year should also be his chos for the refu of Yehuda ben Bracha Tova, b'soch sha'ar cholei Yisrael, should be soch to share immediate good news about Ezras Hashem. I also see, that's my mother-in-law joining us. So good evening, Ima. Better earlier than later. Get it? If you've been here the past couple of weeks. All right, fine. Let's get right into our learning. So let me screen share the handout that I made. Source sheet, I guess, is a better word than handout. So last week we spoke about the final Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Al Shloshal Dvarim HaOlam Kayam. And tonight we're going to speak about almost the first Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Al Shloshal Dvarim HaOlam Omeid. Last week we spoke about Al Shloshal Dvarim HaOlam Kayam, Al Adin Ve'al HaEmes Ve'al HaShalom. Tonight I want to speak about, by the way, could you see my handout here? Avos 1, 2, Shimon HaTzadik. Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, so we've reviewed this, we've chazored, we've learned, we've spoken about, elucidated this Mishnah many times. We're going to learn, at least for me, I don't know about for you, new insights tonight. Pirkei Avos, Perek Av, Mishnah Beis, Shimon HaTzadik, Hayi Mishari Knesset HaGadola. So this Mishnah by now should be very, very familiar to all of us, certainly at the level of the Pshat. Last week we learned that the world is upheld, the world is Kayam, exist on three things, justice, truth, and peace. Hashir was based on the fact that the brothers of Yosef, Shina, Bedavrim, Epnei HaShalom. And tonight we're going back to the beginning of Tractate Avos, and we learn that the world stands upon three pillars. Those three pillars are Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Torah is Torah learning. Every second, there must be somebody learning Torah in order for the world to exist. Avoda used to be Karbanos. Karbanos do not exist anymore. Mipnecha te'inu galinu me'artzeinu. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yonam Pirkei Avos explains that instead of Avoda today, we have Tefillah. And finally, Gemilas Chasadim is acts of loving kindness, which is bolded because that is what we are going to be speaking about in tonight's shiur. The acts of Gemilas Chasad that hold up our world. Okay, in this week's parasha, we meet Moshe Rabbeinu. That's because we meet him because he's born in this week's parasha. And Perek Beis, he's born. His mother hides him 3 months. She doesn't know what to do with him anymore. She makes this little teva, put him floating in the reeds along the side of the shore, the shallow part of the Nilus River. Bas Parah finds him. He's saved, kills the Egyptian, has to run away. Midjan, Tzipora, Yisro, he's by the burning bush. Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Moshe Hayeroet son Yisroel Chosno Kohen Midjan. Moshe was a shepherd for the flocks of Yisroel's father-in-law, the priest of Midjan. Ve'inahag et hatzon achar midbar. So he leads the sheep, the flocks, deep into the desert. Vayavo al har Elokim Choreva. And he comes to the mountain of God Choreva. Choreva is another name for Har Sinai. So Moshe's, really just doing his job, minding his own business. He's married to Tzipora. Yisroel's his father-in-law, and he's a shepherd. And the angel of God appears to him in a flame of fire from the burning bush. And he sees, meaning Moshe. Behold, this bush is burning in fire. But it is not being consumed. This is very strange. If a bush is on fire after within a minute, it should be totally consumed. It should ultimately turn to ash. But Moshe sees this bush burning and it's not being consumed. Vayomer Moshe, so Moshe says, Asurana, the era at Tamara Hagadol Hazah. I am going to turn from my path. I'm going to look at this. I'm going to see this great wonder, this great vision. Madulo Yivar Snap. This bush is so unusual. What is going on here? How come it's on fire, but it's not being consumed? Vayar Hashem Kisar Liro. Remember, Moshe says, Asur. He's like talking to himself. Sometimes we talk to ourselves. I don't know. A lot of times we actually talk to ourselves. So Moshe says to himself, sort of, Asur Naver, you know, what's going on here? It's me and the sheep. This bush is a brick. Let me turn and see this great wonder. Why is this bush on fire not being consumed? Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros. Hashem sees that Moshe turns to see. Vayikra elav Elokim mitoch hasneh, vayomer Moshe, Moshe, vayomer hineni. I am the God of your father, God of Avraham, the God of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Moshe hides his face. He's afraid to look at Hashem. I've heard the affliction of the people. I've seen their pain. I'm coming down to save them, to take them to the land of flowing with milk and honey. I'm going to call up a piece of Krona. We have quoted this before, and I find it very moving and very impactful. A piece of Krona writes in his Sefer, The Glittering World of Chesed. What does this mean, Vayar Hashem Kisar their Os? Does it just mean that Hashem saw that Moshe turned to see? Rav Chatzko Levenstein Zatzal taught as follows. The Torah writes, Vayar Hashem Kisar their Os, Vayikra Lev Elokim mitoch hasneh. Hashem sees, he turned to see, and he called to him from the burning bush. Rav Chatzko notes, anyone would turn to see such an unusual phenomenon. A burning bush, and it's not being consumed. The Torah only, because actually yesterday when I was preparing a different shir, I came across it in the Gemara. It's in the Gemara Maseches Megillah, Yud Dalet. Nevuah shehutzuchu l'doros nechtava, she'ena hutzuchu l'doros, ena nechtava, Maseches Megillah, Yud Dalet. I think Yud Dalet Aleph. The Gemara says that a nevuah that is required for generations, anything that has a lesson for generations is written down in the biblical canon, and anything that does not have a lesson for generations is not included in the Chavdal. So what is the compliment to Moshe? Hashem sees, Moshe turned to see. Of course he turned to see. Do all generations need to know Moshe turned to see? Anyone would see a strange sight. You could imagine a tree burning, but the tree is totally intact. It's not charred. It's not black. Their leaves aren't singed. The fruit's not turning to ash. I mean, just imagine what that even means. You're watching this tree burn, and the tree is totally gorgeous, full of apples, full of leaves, totally healthy, but it's on fire. Any normal person would turn to see. So the Torah can't simply be saying, God saw, he turned to see, to tell you that Moshe physically turned to see the bush. Rav Chatzko says, what's the chiddush there? Anyone would look to see such a phenomenal sight, a burning bush, without being consumed? Why is that so exciting? Rather, Rav Chatzko says, based on Medrash Mos Rabbah, the term Sar Lir Os, which I bolded for you on the handout, is not a description of what happened. Rather, it is a definition of Moshe's personality. Vayar Hashem Ki. Hashem saw that Moshe was a Sar Lir Os type of person. Moshe was, says Rav Chatzko, the type to turn to see the problems of others. Hence, says Rav Chatzko, Moshe was not chosen as a leader because of his wisdom, and he was not chosen a leader because of his brilliance, only because he was no se ba'al im chaveiro. I'm quoting The Glittering World of Chesed by Pesach Kron, page 24. He was chosen because he was no se ba'al im chaveiro. He felt the pain of the Jewish nation, and he acted upon it. And this is why he was chosen as a leader. Not because he was so smart, certainly not because he was such a good orator, because he had a speech impediment, he wasn't such a powerful orator. It's not just telling you he turned to see. I mean, if you were walking a field and all the trees were on fire, chas v'shalom, and they were totally intact, that would be pretty strange. So it's not such a compliment, and it's not something that generations need to know, that you turn to see. Anyone would turn to see. What's going on here? It's very strange. Vayar Hashem ki, Hashem saw that, Sar Liros, Moshe was the type of personality who turned to see when something was wrong. Rav Chatzko says Sar Liros is not a definition of what happened. It's not a description of what happened. It's a definition of his personality. The way to become a Baal Chesed, writes Rabbi Pesach Kron, is to train ourselves to become a person who is Sar Liros, who is concerned with the travail of others, who turns from our own path to see when somebody else is on fire, to see when somebody else is suffering. I want to quote, I have not quoted in any share ever yet from this book, as I'm reading it for the first time. My thanks to my friend Maxine Summerstein for gifting it to me. The book is called Rav Nata. Maybe some of you read through it already. Rav Nata Greenblatt, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, unbelievable person. Larger than life. Huge, but doesn't need me to say anything about him. If you're not familiar, somehow, by some chance, he was an unbelievable Baal Chesed and Baal Tzedakah, an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. He was a Talmud Muvhak Avraham Moshe Feinstein, and he really changed Klal Yisrael. And he helped thousands and thousands of people in his lifetime. So I'm reading this book, and I'm going to quote from this book this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Sar Liros. It doesn't mean that he turned to see Stam the bush is burning. It means he was a Sar Liros type of personality. My bookmark came out. The page flap. 1 second, please. Probably when we were moving upstairs. The front flap was the... I found it, Baruch Hashem. That's because the page is folded. Okay. Vayar Shem Kisar Liros. Says what Pesach Kohen. If you want to make yourself into Baal Chesed, you need to make yourself into the type of personality who turns from your own affairs to realize when something is bothering someone else to turn to help them. Rav Nata told of one summer when he went to visit Rav Moshe in the Catskill Mountains. He arrived in the evening and Rav Moshe greeted him warmly. As they spoke, Rav Moshe noticed Rav Nata had a cough. Rav Moshe insisted he stay the night rather than travel back to New York. Rav Nata recalled with tears in his eyes, "I didn't sleep the whole night." Do you know why I didn't sleep the whole night? Because Rav Moshe didn't sleep. Because I had a hot cough. He came into my room every half hour to make sure the blanket was covering me properly. The mere mention of Rav Moshe's name could bring tears to Rav Nata's eyes. Rav Nata once told of a question he received while visiting the Soviet Union when it was under communist rule. A man approached Rav Nata and told him, although he had originally lived near a shul, he had lost a child and the communist government, Rachmana Litzlan, compelled him to move to smaller quarters since he no longer needed as much space. What was the shaila? "My current home is too far from the shul to walk," said the man. "But Rosh Hashanah is approaching and I want to hear shofar. Can I take the train on Yom Tov?" Rav Nata thought about it and gave him a specific instruction as to how he could take the train in a permissible way. Upon arriving home, Rav Nata called Rav Moshe and relayed the question along with the answer that Rav Nata gave. Rav Moshe confirmed indeed he had ruled correctly. At that point in the story, Rav Nata, already in his late 80s, began to cry. "My Rebbe said that I paskined well." But it's possible that he cried not only with admiration and reverence for his Rebbe, because of the tragedy of the question itself. Vayar Hashem ki sar liros. It's not so cut and dry. It's not only about the halacha. The sensitivity, the pain, the tears, the emotion for the person asking the shayla, living under Rachman al-San, a communist government. Rachman's son lost a child, so the communists made him move to smaller quarters, and now he's far away from the shul, and he can't walk there, but he wants to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah. "Can I take the train so I can hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah?" Rav Nata, when he recalled this story, was crying, not because only of the reverence that Rav Moshe was asking, that he gave the right psak, telling the man special instructions how he could take the train. It's possible he cried because of the tragedy of the question itself, quote, a sensitivity to the questioner. Yarashem Kisaros. You want to know what the world is held up on? Torah and Voda and Gemilas Chasadim. But what does Gemilas Chasadim mean? Something to just check off on our list. Torah, I attended shir today. Check it off. Avoda, I daven today. Check it off. Like a robot. Gemilas Chasad, I did an act of kindness. Check it off. We have a heart when we do these things. Are you a type of person who is sar lir os? Rav Nata may quite well have learned this from Rav Moshe himself, as is evident from the following incident. A man in Mississippi asked Rav Nata a shayla. We have a minyan on Shabbos, the questioner explained. I go to shul and my son manages the store. I'm wondering, would it be better if my son goes to shul and I manage the store? Rav Nata ruled the son going to shul would be the preferable option. Later, he relayed the question to Rav Moshe, who listened, and as he listened, Rav Moshe grew visibly emotional. I'm about to cry, said Rav Moshe. This is Yiddish, so forgive me if I don't say it so hard. I don't want to really ruin the story, but just heads up, my Yiddish isn't so good. Rav Akiva Eger, hut nisht gahat azay l'chashayvis. Rav Akiva Eger never had to contend with such questions. Why was Rav Moshe crying? Besides just for the psak of the what was permissible, he was crying because a Yiddish to ask such a question. We live in Mississippi. I go to shul, my son manages the store. But I'm wondering, would it be better if my son goes to shul and I manage the store? Rav Nata ruled, yes, that would be preferable. But when he related to Moshe said, I'm about to cry. If the Jews are crying in Egypt, then Moshe is a sar lir os personality. He turns to see, not just Paskin, not just lead up, not just do the makos, not just do the osas before Paro. To feel their pain. To turn from his affairs to do chesed for somebody else. Over the years, Rav Nata wrote thousands of gittin, halachic divorce documents. It's one of the things that he was very famous for. His voice used to tremble with emotion as he issued the directions to terminate a Jewish marriage. Rav Nata once told Rav Yosef Grossman, I learned this from Rav Moshe. And he grew emotional over that question from that man in Mississippi about the store and the shul and the son and the father. I learned that when you come into contact with another Jew's struggles, it has to affect you. And I think that this is a very beautiful, this is not Rabbi Pesach Krohn, this is Rav Nata, the author Shmuel Banik. It's also Art Scroll. But it complements so beautifully Rabbi Pesach Krohn writes, Vayar Hashem Kisar Lir Os. Says Rav Nata, quote, I learned from Rav Moshe, who became emotional over the question from the man in Mississippi, that when you come into contact with another Jew's struggles, it has to affect you. Says Rav Chatzka Lovenstein, that's out. Of course he turned to look. That's not what the Torah is telling you. The Torah is telling you about the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu. And so Rav Nata, when he recalled the story of the man in communist Russia on the train in Rosh Hashanah, he cried. Not because his rabbi was masking to what he said. He cried because of the pain of another Jew. And that's how a person must be osek and chesed. It's not simply something to check off. By the way, learning Torah is also not something just to give a check mark. And davening is also not something just to give a check mark. And neither is acts of gemilas chesed. It must be done with the heart of a Jew and the emotions of being nosek but all them chavera. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen. I'm now going back to our handout. Okay, I came back to the handout. Okay, could you see it says Bereishis 22, 16 through 17? Yeah, okay, very good, thank you. Bereishis Chaf Beis Tes Zayin Yud Zayin. This is right after the Kedis Yitzchak. Chaf Beis, Per Chaf Beis is the whole Maisa of the Kedis Yitzchak, Hashem commanding Moshe. Hashem commanding Avram to take his son, Alhara Maria, Lechacha, Alacharei Masher Echa, they go, they journey. At the very last minute, a voice calls out, do not shech your son. Vayomer, we're going all the way to the end of the story, the narrative. Vayomer, Binishvati nu Hashem, Kiyana Shosi says, Hadavar Zevlo Chasachtas Pinchas Yechid, Hashem takes an oath. And he says, because you did this thing and you did not withhold your son from me, your only one. Avram was prepared to shech the son, and so I'm told him not to. Kivarech avarechacha. I will surely bless you. Vaharba arba et zaracha, I will surely increase your seed, kechoch vehashamayim, like the stars of the heaven, vechachol asher al sfas hayam, like the sand that is on the seashore, v'yirash zaracha eish sha'ar oivav. This is the bracha to Avram as part of the reward for the fact that he was willing to do the Akedah, totally prepared to do the Akedah, even though at the last minute plans changed. But that wasn't because Avram didn't want to do it. God says, because you did this matter, because you didn't withhold your son, your only one, from me, I will surely bless you. I will surely increase your progeny. They'll be like the stars of the heaven. They'll be like the sand on the shore of the sea. V'yirashar acha esha'ar oivav. And your seed, your progeny, your children, your descendants will inherit the gates of their enemies. Sha'ar in Chumash really means cities. It literally means Sha'ar, but it stands for cities. So your children will inherit the gates of their enemies, the cities of the enemies. Interestingly, what you see down here is by Rivka. When Rivka was getting her bracha from her family, her brother Lavan, her mother, when they're blessing her, that she is going, this is Bereishis Chaf Dalet Samech. There's only 7 psukim left in the whole perek. The shidduch, basically everyone agrees, and Rivka's going home with the servant, and when she gets home in Pasuk Samech Zayin, she's going to marry Yitzchak. She gets a bracha from her family before she leaves. Vayivarchu es Rivka, vayomru la. And they bless Rivka and they say to her, Achoseinu at hayila alfei revava, v'yirash zareich es sha'ar sonav. Wow, these words sound very familiar. Why do they sound very familiar? Because to Avram it was told, v'yirash zareich es sha'ar oivav. To Rivka it was told, v'yivarchu es Rivka v'yamulo. They bless Rivka and they say to her, Achoseinu our sister at hayila alfei revava. Our sister, you should become thousands of myriads. Multiply very, very much. And your seed, your progeny, your children will inherit the cities of their haters, of the enemies. Why it says Aivav and Soinav, we're not talking about that tonight. We are going to talk about this bracha, which is clearly very, very similar, except for one word, which that's another shir for a different time, not for tonight. V'yir zareich eshaar oivav, that's what was told to Aaron. I was told to Rivka, v'yir zareich eshaar sonav. Okay, we're going to go to the Kli Yakar, to Bereishis Chaf Dal Tzamech, Gevaldik Kli Yakar, just tremendous. I shouldn't say obviously. I came across this Kli Yakar actually some months ago, and I have different like papers and notations on my desk, and I made a note. I didn't know when I was going to teach it, but I was really saving it for Pirkei Avos class because it deals with chesed. And in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, what we learn is that the world is upheld on Gemilas Chesed. So that paper has been sitting on my desk for a few months. And now is the right week to share this with you. By the way, I think it ties very much into the sponsor. Of course, the sponsor does not ever know what I'm going to be speaking about. Usually when they reserve it there, I have no idea what I'm going to be speaking about either. But Jocelyn wrote about her father, that is a child teenager who was born in the Bronx in 1920. My father collected tzedakah carrying the blue and white pushka all the time. It's purely to do something of kindness for someone else, for a Jew somewhere else in the world. Okay, so let's look at this Kli Yakar. Okay? Oh, the Rashi just says on Chaf Dalet Samech, not Rashi just says, Rashi says on Chaf Dalet Samech, you and your seed will receive, what were they saying to Rivka? You and your children will receive the brachos that were told to Avram and Har HaMaria. Ah, the bracha that was told to Avram and Har HaMaria, Vaharba Arba Edzar Acha, which you saw here, Vaharba Arba Edzar Acha, Kechochvei Hashemayim V'chochol Shvas HaYom, V'yir Zarach Esar Arivav. So that's a Rashi quote. No wonder, because the pasuk is so similar. So Rashi says that they were giving Rivka bracha, and Rivka was going to receive the bracha that was given to Avram by Har HaMaria. Yehi Ratzon, they were saying, Shehei Oso Zer Mimech V'lo Mishacheres. May it be the will of God that the seed, the progeny, the bracha given to Avram Avinu should come through you and your children and not from a different woman. Now let's look at the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar is the Kli Yakar on Chumash is the Kli Yakar is brilliant and very innovative and very, very beautiful Chedushim. So let's look at the Kli Yakar. So the Kli Yakar teaches as follows. Remember, we're on the Mishnah, Shosh Advarim Ha'olam Omein, Ala Torah Ve'avodav Al Gemilus Chasadim. Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen as leader not because he was so smart, and certainly not because he was a good orator. He was a Sar Liros personality, says Rav Chatzko. And that's what we must be, and that's what we must emulate, and that's how one performs acts of Gemilas Chesed. Not just dry by rote performing the act of Chesed, but with a heart for the other person. We quoted a number of stories from Rav Natta biography, learning from Rav Natta, and Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadikin Livracha, that when a person is involved in doing for somebody else, he must feel for the other person. Okay. Let us go to this very beautiful Kli Yakar. Kli Yakar says as follows, V'yir Zarech Esha Arsonav. This is the Kli Yakar to the Rivka's Bracha. Chav Dalet Samech is Chayisar, the Bracha of the Shirech, the Parish of the Shirech. Gam La'Avram Nemar Lashon Zeh. So the Kli Yakar says, also to Avram it was told this language, V'yiraz Zarech Esha Ar Evayv. Again, we're not talking about the Kli Yakar doesn't adjust, so you have to look pretty hard to find the sources that, by the way, differentiate between why it's Oivav and Soinav. But again, Bazar Hashem at the right time will get there. So, also to Avram, he was told this blessing, and your progeny will inherit the cities of their enemies. Ki kacha mida b'chol gomlei chesed. Now, you might be wondering, what on earth does this have to do with someone who does Gemilas Chesed? That's a very good question. The Kli Yakar is going to explain. Ki kacha mida b'chol gomlei chesed, because this is how it goes with anyone who does acts of loving kindness. She'esh lahem ohavim rabim. They have many friends. They have many people who love them. Kamo she'nemar in Mishlei, like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Yud Tesvav, and down here you see on the footnote, I gave you the translation of the Pasuk to Mishlei. The Pasuk of Mishlei says, Rabim yichalu pnei nediv. The great will beg the favor of a generous man, many. The great meaning many. Many will beg the favor of a generous man who volunteers, pnei nediv, someone who is generous with his time, generous with his money. V'chol harei al v'ish matan. And everybody wants to be friends with the person who gives presents. The Pasuk says in Mishlei that many will come to find favor before the generous person, and everybody wants to be friends with the person who gives gifts. So the Kli Yakar says, this is the way of all those who do acts of Gemilas Chesed. They have many people who love them, like the Pasuk says in Mishlei. While Avram haya gomel chesed, the chol akrovim v'rechokim v'chein Rivka. Avram Avinu, remember, Rashi says that the family of Rivka is giving her a blessing, and the blessing is that she will receive the blessings given to Avram. So clearly Rivka is somehow an emulation of Avram. How so? And they get the same blessing. How do we understand this, and what's the connection between Rivka, Avram, and how do we interpret this blessing? Avram haya gomel chesed, the chol akrovim v'lerechokim v'chein Rivka. Avram was a person who did Gemilas Chesed, acts of love and kindness, for everybody, for those who were far, near, I should say first, near, far, and Rivka also did chesed with everybody. That was the only criterion, remember, that was necessary if she's going to be the shidduch. If she says, you should drink and your camel should drink also, Osah hachachta, I know she's the one, she's the shidduch. Shatei gomel es chesed. That's what Rashi says. 24:14, the Kli Yakar is a beautiful piece there speaking about how she was a gomel es chesed, and that's why she loved camels, gemalim. Namish Kli Yakar, 24:14. Because camels sound like gemilas chesed, gemalim, she loved gemilas chesed so much, she also loved camels. That's what he writes. But Avram haya gomel chesed, dechol akrovim, dechokim v'chein Rivka. Avram did acts of loving kindness with those who were near, those who were far, and so did Rivka. Al kein b'derech teva. Therefore, naturally, yirshu sha'ar oiveihem. They will inherit the gates of their enemies. Why? Ki yesh lehem reyim rabim ha'omdim lehem be'ez sarasam. Because they have many friends who will stand up for them, who will protect them, who will be on their side in their time of travail. Since they do chesed with so many people, everybody loves them. They have many friends. And if danger, disaster, or trouble befalls them, meaning the person who does the chesed, there will be people who stand next to them and rally around them and help them. Therefore, naturally, they will inherit the gates of their enemies because they have all these people who love them who come to their aid in a time of need. That's what the Kli Yakar says, interestingly, that one who is a gomel chesed will be yirash zarech eshaar sonav, oivav, both Avram and Rivka. They took care of so many people. People want to take care of them, and therefore in their time of need, of so many people who come and stand next to them. Kamo amu raza, like the rabbis say, and Maseches Bava Kama, kol osik b'torah gomilas chesedim zochel l'nachlas beishvater. anyone who is Osek in Torah and Gmilas Chasad will merit the inheritance of two tribes. The footnote says the two tribes referred to in the Gemara are Yosef and Yisachar. I did not look up the Gemara. I really want to be speaking tonight about Gemilas Chasad and teaching this very, very beautiful Kliyakar. But the Gemara says that someone who's involved in Torah and Gemilas Chasad will merit the inheritance of two tribes. That makes sense. Why two? Because he's not choosing one pillar, Torah over Gemilas Chasadim, or Gemilas Chasadim over Torah. He's involved in both. He's a complete yet, hopefully, Ben Adam L'makom Torah, Ben Adam L'chaver Gemilas Chasad, and therefore he will inherit the inheritance of two tribes, a double reward for being involved in these two pillars that hold up the world. Okay, and this is talking about Yosef. I'll just tell you what it means. And the Gemara is similar, the Rabbah. They conclude there. The rabbis conclude there. Some say that his enemies fall dead before him, as they did before Yosef, because Yosef received the bracha from Moshe that he was an ox. So just like Yosef was a strong ox, Birkas Moshe, and his enemies fell before him, so too the one who was involved in acts of Gemilas Chasad, he will be able to inherit the gates of his enemies. Ki gam Yosef haya gomel chasad, im kol beis aviv, v'im harechokim b'shnei ra'avon. Furthermore, Yosef, just like Rivka, just like Avram, Yosef was a big gomel chasad. He did gemilas chasad for the whole father's household. He sells them in Goshen. He sends them a monthly stipend. He takes care of them forever. Even after everything they did to him, he's still gomel chasad. He forgives them. And I'm not talking about the drash. Someone said to me in a shir 2 weeks ago, don't you know that there's a machokas if Yosef actually forgave his brothers? I know. I'm talking about the pshat of the psukim. The pshat of the psukim, you have to look at the pshutos ha-mikra as well. He's such a gomel chasad. I will take care of you. I will sustain you. Just like Rivka did, just like Avram did, Yosef also was a gomel chasad for his whole father's household. And for anyone who came from far away in the years of famine, who took care of them? Yosef at tzaddik. He quotes a pasuk from Tehillim. I looked up the pasuk. It's a quote from Tehillim, Kuf Yud Beis, Psukim Hei through Tes. Okay. Lefichach, Amrula, Hayila Alfei Revava. And therefore, her family said to her, you should be for thousands of myriads. Vichi Nasnu Kitzva LeBirchasa. Were they giving a limit to her blessing? You should be blessed a hundredfold. I don't say you should be blessed to infinity. Why were they giving a limit to her blessing? It might have been a very big limit, but still it's a limit. Umai ruvusa, ka adam sheesh lebanim berubos hayamim, yetzi menim, misprazaviyoser mehema. And the Kliyakra says it's almost like they were giving her a limit, because anyone who has children, after many, many, many generations, he will have this amount of children, la'alfi ruvav, and he will have even more descendants. Because in, 100 generations, and 20 generations, and 60 generations, he's going to have so many more children. Were they giving a limit? What's interesting is Hashem didn't give a limit. By Avram, your children will be kechochvei hashemayim. That's infinity. There is no limit to the stars. Now with the James Webb Telescope and our understanding what infinity means, we don't understand what infinity means. Teeny grasp of infinity, that's limitless. The chachor asher al svasriyam, that's also limitless. So the Kliyakar is saying, were they giving her a limit? And they said, Ad hayil alfei revava. Yes, it's a very, very, very big number, but it's not infinity. And he says, what kind of bracha is this? Anyone who has descendants at a certain point will reach Ad hayil alfei revava, even if it's 20 or 30 generations. Maybe they'll even reach more than Ad hayil alfei revava. Elav adai shelo dibru biyotzei chalatzaha. They were not speaking about what will come out from her loins. And they said, Ad hayil alfei revava, they were not referring to the descendants she would have. Ki hayu betuchim al kocha shel zaken, ze Avram, because they are certain on the strength of the elder, meaning Avram, shenis barich kvar shiuzaru kechol hayam, because they already were confident. If they're giving her the bracha that she should be the one to get the brachas from Avram, Avram was already blessed that his children should be as great as infinity, the stars in the heaven, the sand on the shore of the sea. So were they limiting her? No, they weren't limiting her, because they were already trusted on the bracha that was given to Avram. Kechol asher al sfas hayam, kechoch ve'ashamayim. That's limitless. So if they're not limiting her, what exactly do they mean when they say ad hayi la'alfei revava? Umal sha'amu la'alfei revava lamid. Sha'la'alfei mativa. The Kliyakra now points out something to help us understand. Let's look back at the pasuk. And they bless Rivka and they say to her, our sister, you should be le'alfei revava. Why don't they just say ad hayi alfei revava? That's a very good question. They should just say ad hayi alfei revava. You should be thousands of myriads. Why do they say ad hayi le'alfei revava? What's le'alfei revava? Let's go back to the Kliyakar. Umasha amru la'alfei revava, lamid shal la'alfei mativa. What is the purpose of the lamid of le'alfei? Ela sha'amru, but what were they saying? Yihi ratzon shetizke le'heitiv v'ligma chesed le'alfei revava. Ki yeh rav chelich. They were not saying you should be alfei revava. They knew she was going to be alfei revava. She was going to be even more than alfei revava. She was going to be like the stars in the heaven, her children, and like the sand on the seashore. They were saying you should merit to do good and merit to do acts of loving kindness le alfei revava, to thousands of myriads. Ki yeh rav chich, that will be your great army. They were giving Rivka bracha. I know it's very strange who was giving her the bracha, but Bilam also said very beautiful things. Sometimes when a person is divinely inspired, beautiful things come out of his mouth, even if he's not such a beautiful person. They were saying, Yihi ratzon shetizka leheiti v'ligma chesed le'alfei revava. Ki yerav chedech. Achosenu adhayi le'alfei revava, our sister, the bride of Yitzchak. You should merit to go in the ways of Avram Avinu. To do chesed, you should le'alfei, and acts of goodness and kindness to thousands of myriads. And that will be your army. And through doing acts of loving kindness for so many, you have many people who love you. And because of this, you will have a whole army that emanates from all your acts of loving kindness. You have so many friends, and then, therefore, naturally, then you will inherit the gates of your enemies in your time of tzara. All those friends will come and stand around you, which is exactly what he says next. Many will come and stand to help you when you go out to war. You've amassed so many friends for yourself. People love you so much. Do good and gemiras chesed to myriads and thousands and hundreds. That's going in wrong order, from greatest to smallest, but it doesn't matter. And then you will have so many people who love you. They will all come to your aid in a time of need when you go to war. And it's possible that this is the advice. It's possible they said to her in this manner of advice. And there, uvezem medakta kaloshon hayila alfei revava. And therefore, it was very medactic to say, it's precise, may you be generous to thousands of tens of thousands. They were telling her at the end, don't worry, al tadagi al hotza. You don't worry about what will happen in the end, which is similar to Pirkei Avos, lo lecham lechalik bar. Ela shlach lachmech al pnei hamayim la alfei revava. Now, Shem, cast your bread over the water. Cast your bread out to the thousands of people who need help. V'sof tekabla Yerusha b'shar sonecha. And in the end, b'shar sonecha, you will get the Yerusha, the inheritance in the gates of your enemies. Pishnaim kaflayim. So as much as you do for somebody else, it will come back. Kiyesh mufazar v'lesof v'nosav od. Because there are those who give freely and in the end gather more. That's a paraphrase from Mishlei, indicating in return they receive more than they gave. It's extremely beautiful and very powerful. So we began in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that the world stands on three things, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. We looked at Moshe Rabbeinu and we reviewed of Chatzkel, who teaches us that Kisar Leros is not a description of what happened, it's a definition of the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why Hashem chose him. We learned from Rav Nata and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha, what it means to do Gemilas Chesed is to feel the pain of another yid, to feel the simcha of another yid, to feel the pain of another yid, to really cast your lot with them, not just to do to check of a box like robotics, but to feel for them as well. And that's why Moshe was elevated to the status of Gedula that he maintained and achieved. And then we looked at the bracha to Avram, and then we looked at the bracha to Rivka, and then we went through a tremendous kliyakar. What is this bracha? And he says, such is the way of anyone who does gemilas chesed. They have many friends, many people who love them. just like Avram did Gmilas Chasad for people who were far, people who were near, and so to Rivka. And she was receiving the brachos of Avram. They had many friends who stood by them in their time of need, quoting the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama, quoting the bracha to Yosef, he was a shore, he was an ox. And therefore they say to her, we're now putting a limit. Are we limiting you? Should only be thousands of myriads? Avram wasn't limited. Avram was told your children would be like the stars. The stars are infinite. Were they limiting her? No, they were not limiting her. They already trusted in the strength of the Zaken Avram that her children would be limitless. That's us, the Bnei Yisrael. This is not about how many children she would have. It was about how much chesed she should be zocha to do. Atayi le'alfei revava, you should be a gomelis chesed, just like you are a gomelis chesed to the servant and his camels. Atayi, you should become a gomelis chesed le'alfei revava. You should be zocha to do chesed with hundreds and thousands of people. That's the purpose of the lamed. And then you will acquire for yourself many friends. And once you have many friends, you will inherit the gates, the cities of your enemies. Because many people will stand by you to come help you when you go to war. And therefore, they were telling her this by way of advice. I'll tell you the Alfei Revava. Look at the Lashon of the Kliyakar. V'ayidezi yudacha ohavim rabim, u'besiva zeh yirosh zareich esha arivav, ki rabim ya'amdu be'ezraseich, ki seitzei la'mechama. So I was thinking to myself, besides the fact that the Mishnah tells us the world stands on Gemilas Chesed. And I think it's a very, very powerful teaching. It really moved me, and I repeated it multiple times. I think it's what I remember the most from that Sefer, the Glittering World of Chesed, that Moshe was a Sar Lir'os personality. This Kliyakar is really innovative. It's a big Chiddush, and it's really brilliant, and it's beautiful. What does it all have to do with the Inyani Diyoma? If we want to win over our enemies, we need to be marba in Torah, absolutely. Tefillah, absolutely. But the Kliyakar is telling us that if we increase acts of Gemilas Chesed, but like we learned tonight from Rav Nata, from Rav Moshe, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Rav Chatzko, not just to do it by rows, so I could check off, I did Chesed. That's how it is, to feel for the other person when you're doing something kind for them. It could be feeling their simcha, helping them in a time of simcha. Could be Rechman Al-San feeling their pain when they're in a time of difficulty. That is the army that we amass that will help us defeat our enemies. And maybe we can darshan the Kliyakar a little bit differently, not according to the Peshat. Maybe all those friends that a person makes when they do an act of chesed is not literally talking about friends. I don't know, did Rivka have a whole army? Do we ever see evidence that Rivka actually had an army who came and helped her inherit the gates of her enemies? He had some people who went to war with him, but Rivka? Yosef? What army? Maybe it's referring to the soldiers we create of mitzvos, the acts of chesed. Maybe every act of chesed creates a malach, creates a schus, creates a soldier, and those come to our aid in a time of emergency, in a time of tzara, and in that merit we are able to defeat our enemies. And how powerfully relevant this is for today. But once again, the oivim harasha'im yimach shman v'zechwan b'chol dar v'dar amdim aleinu v'chaleseinu rise against us to destroy us. The Kliyakar is telling us that if we want to know what the tool is to win over our enemies, Achoseinu Atayi Le'alfei Revava. He says it's not the bracha that she should have thousands and myriads and millions of children, because Avraham Avinu is already taught that he's going to have limitless children. Stars are limitless. Sand and the grain of sand in the sea are, I don't know, limitless also. They were confident that Rivka was going to inherit those brachos. They were giving her advice. You should be one who does chesed le'alfei revava. And then you'll be zocha that your children will inherit the gates of your enemies in a time of tzara. All those friends will stand around you. They will help you. They will go to war with you. What friends? Maybe it's referring to the malachim, the zichuyos letova, and the kochos of good, our defense attorneys that we create when we do acts of chesed with feeling and heart, vayarshem kisaros. And maybe that's the army that comes to fight with us in battle. I know we don't see evidence that Rivka had like an actual army. So Machokas, how many actually Avram even had? If he actually had an army, it was only 318. Some say it was only Eliezer. 318 compared to, I don't know, he's involved in a world war. Maybe the Kliyakar is telling us. And what does that mean for us today? Anyway, because we don't have an army who's coming to our, I'm not talking about the IDF. I mean, we personally, us here, Okay? We do not have an army. No matter how much chesed you do, there's not going to be an actual physical army standing around. You could be a heavy machas. You're not going to have your own army. You're just not. So maybe the Kliyakra is telling us on a metaphysical, spiritual level, when we do chasadim, we create malachim, we create zechuyos, we create defense attorneys. They spiritually come and stand with us. They go out to battle with us against our enemies. And then we will win. So if all of Klal Yisrael is marba b'chassad Torah, absolutely. Tefillah, absolutely. If we're marba in acts of gemilas chassad, by being a person who is sar lir'os, then we create alfei revava who come to our defense in our time of need. And if we were ever in a time of need, it's now. I don't know if you saw, but it was Kfir Bibas' first birthday yesterday. I'm sure many of you saw that. We need to, in any way we can, amass chios for ourselves and Klal Yisrael to save us from this terrible pacha that has befallen us, this gezeira in Shemayim. And the Kliyakra is telling us a tool that Rivka's family taught her. If we want to hold up the world, like Shimon HaTzadik tells us, then we must increase acts of gemilas chesed. But not just to check it off, to really feel for the other person. Such a shaila. How can I go to your shofar on Yom Kippur? Can I take the train? Rav Moshe was crying. Rav Nata was crying. You want to be the alfei revava? It means you should do chasad for thousands. Then you create defense attorneys. That's what I think the Kliyakra means. I don't know. I don't know exactly what he means, but that's my understanding of the Kliyakra. I don't think he means you literally create thousands of soldiers. We don't see that. All those friends, Reim Ahuvim, who come to your defense, and with this tremendous koach of not only doing for each other, but of caring for each other. And that's also the point I hope that I'm successfully illustrating and giving over in tonight's shir. It's not only about doing the chesed. It's about having the heart to feel. I'm telling you, it's the inside I remember the best from that sefer. And it was in the beginning of the sefer, page 24, it's an introduction. It made such an impact on me. When we do for someone else, it has to be with heart, it has to be with feeling. And then we will be zocha to see the bracha that was given to Avram, the bracha that was given to Rivka, the midah of Yosef at Tzadik. They did for so many, the ba'es sarashem, all of those reyim ahuvim joined to help them defeat their enemies. Halavaya kosh baruch hu, there has been such an outpouring. I've chesed in Klal Yisrael since October the 7th. It is overflowing, overflowing, overflowing. So many are fulfilling the directive of ad hayi le'alfei revavah. Halavai, we should be zocha to see, like the Kliyakra says, that all of those friends, the malachim we create through our acts of chesed, will come to our aid, and we'll be zocha to see the fulfillment of Achosi ad hayi l'alfa revava, v'yirash zoreich eshaar sainav. Amen v'amen. It should be immediately and in our days. Jocelyn Stern, thank you so much. Tizki the mitzvahs of the Maisim Tov, and the shir should be a nachas for the aliyah of your father's neshama, Meir ben Yehoshua, the Leah, Zichrono Levracha, and we will continue Be'ezrat Hashem next week. Thank you so much. Kol Tov, Besoros Tovos to all.